50A to Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week, we'll talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local, some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and those of our clients. Hopefully, our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Sandy, and this week, I'm joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents, Amy, Robin, and Elizabeth. Thousands of islands make up the Caribbean island region. Antigua and Barbuda have 37 of them. Amy recently visited Sandals in Antigua, and we're very excited to talk to her about her experiences, both at the resort and on the island. So let's get started. So, Amy, tell us what stands out about Antigua.
Okay, and you're saying it perfectly. It is Antigua, not Antigua. And Barbuda, just so you know, it does have a little bit of resort stuff on it, but it's really not the resort island. It's more of a bird sanctuary, just FYI, and you can take little excursions over there. So Antigua is, how do I describe it? It's very far south in the Caribbean, and it is a pretty lush island. So it does have kind of the mountains, but not quite as mountainous as St. Lucia. But you do have kind of that scenery coming out of the ocean. Let's see, ask me questions. What can I tell you? I had an awesome trip.
So what makes it stand out? Like, are beautiful beaches or
okay,
do you go
so
there for
beaches. Oh my gosh. So they have beautiful beaches, but they have 365 beaches on this island. And I don't know who took the time to count them. One for every day of the year. Yes, exactly. And we were passing by beach after beach on the way from the airport to the resort, which is only a 15-minute drive, which was nice. And it's a really clean island, too. Lush, really lush and clean. It's just not, it was beautiful.
Now, you were at Sandals. Are there, like, a majillion resorts on Antigua, or is it...
Like,
you just have a few choices.
It is not like Cancun, not a bajillion, and you're not driving by like resort after resort. You do have a lot of condominiums, not high rise. I wouldn't say it doesn't look like a city. There are several to choose from. You don't have to do Sandals. Sandals is definitely one of the top ones there, but Sandals also owns a family friendly resort called the Grand Pineapple, and that's there also. But I went to visit that as well, and I can talk about that too. But yeah, there's several. I mean, so this is a really great spot for yachtsmen. A lot of yachts like to travel there and fish, and so there's a lot of high-end resorts, but there's also just a lot. There's a good variety there. And it's one of those resorts where if you're somebody who likes to go and explore the island, this is a really safe island to do that. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of things to do and see. When I was there, I sadly missed out on this, but a lot of the people I was with went to a place called Shirley Heights, which every Sunday night they have a big festival. It's like a street festival, and it's just this local event, but a lot of tourists go. It's actually an excursion with island routes, too. Do I say island routes, island routes? They were saying routes. I say routes.
you say potato. I say potato.
You go down Sundays, and it's the best place to watch the sunset. And there's steel bands playing, steel drum bands, and street food. It's supposed to be awesome. Shirley Heights. It's called Shirley Heights. So if you guys see Shirley Heights, there's lots of forts and sugar estates.
So sugar is the primary export there? Is that
spice?
Yes.
Right? Oh no, I'm thinking of.
No, you're thinking of.
But there's a lot of. What did I had pulled up a little bit of information on this, and I think I read something about lots of coconuts and
pineapple.
Go figure.
We have a lovely bunch.
Okay, vegetation on Antigua isn't boring. It consists of many different kinds of cacti, coconut, grapes, grape trees, sea grape trees. I don't know.
So is this a cruise destination too, or is it you have to fly there?
I believe
it's both. Yeah. You can cruise there.
It is rare, which is why we're going.
So I think that they port in St. John is what it's. Mm-hmm. St. John is the, and I didn't see that when I was in the island.
Okay.
But yeah, it does. I know Celebrity goes there for sure. I stopped on Celebrity there. So I'm sure they're not the only ship that does that.
So while we're talking about where you went and didn't go, how difficult was it to get there? Is it a teeny weeny little airport where you loaded onto the plane by weight, or was it?
It was not at all like Exuma's. Airport was so cute and funny. No, they just had a brand new airport built about 2 years ago. The Chinese funded it. They have a lot of money from China over there. Amazingly, they built the airport. airport they built. I mean, as we were driving, the driver kept telling us all the money that the Chinese were funneling in there. But they built this beautiful new airport. So it's huge. It's just like, it's huge. There's restaurants and quite a few major airlines that fly in there.
So okay, you connect through Miami?
Exactly. Yep. So I connected through Miami. And out of Miami, I want to say it was a 2 hour and 45 minute flight.
That's not too bad.
No, and then the resort, it's not a huge island. You know, like the Grand Antigua, I said, is 15 minutes. The Grand Pineapple, which is on the other end of the island, was about probably about 40 minutes from the airport probably 40 minute drive from the airport. But you look at, Jamaica, you're going to Ocho or Negril, and it's over an hour. Yeah. So really, it's not bad at all. It was beautiful.
And the roads were okay?
The roads were fine. Yes, they were great. It was really easy. I'm trying to think of some things that stood out. So the beach that Sandals was on was gorgeous, of course. It is a public beach. So I will not compare it to Negril, but you are going to have people trying to sell you some things. But they were all very friendly.
So talk about the Sandals there. Are there a lot of beachfront rooms or oceanfront, I guess, is the correct term, or is it set back a little bit?
It has some different villages. So you've got your European village, Mediterranean village, the Caribbean village. So I think most of the resort does have an ocean view. There are a couple that are more garden view. I'm trying to remember. It does have all the levels. It does have some private pool rooms. It does not have swim-up rooms. This is where the Rondeval, they have a couple of Rondevals right on the beach. Butler level. Yeah, Go ahead.
I went there last year and visited, but just for a few hours, just for a tour. And I remember that there was two distinct parts, whereas one's more of a little bit of a high rise, and then a lot of the just separate bungalows.
Exactly. So the Mediterranean village is the one you're talking about, the more of the high rise, and I think 7 stories is as high as it goes. Mm-hmm. And that's one side. Yeah, right. And there's the Caribbean side and the other, and they have 2 different lounges that you check in at. You've got your concierge and butler in both. You know, it just kind of has 2 feels, but right in the middle, it's really cool. That's where all of a lot of the restaurants are. It's kind of right in the middle. So it's a large resort, so there's going to be a lot of walking. If you have mobility issues, it's flat and easy, but it's pretty big. The dining was awesome. They have the teppanyaki and the sushi and Eleanor's French and Mario's Italian. They have the Drunken Duck Pub, which... that was fun.
I ate there too.
Yeah. The pizza, they have the brick oven pizza, and of course the swim up bar. They have a quiet pool and the main pool.
Do they have a coffee shop?
Do
they have the cafe, the coffee shop?
They do. They do have the coffee shop, the Cafe de Paris. Yeah. Yes, they do. They do have that. They do have the crepes. I did not get one. We were there in classes and touring about a whole day, and then we had 1 day free. They can set up things. They kind of showed us, gave us an example. The last night we were there, they did a big beach party. It was awesome. They can set up, if you have corporate events or anything, they can set up some major stuff there. And they have the meeting space there too. So if you do have a corporate incentive group or somebody who needs to do some meetings, they have everything there.
Nice.
So
I remember in our training, they told us that that is a good hopping off point if you want to do a split stay with like Barbados or Grenada. So did they talk about that at all?
They did not talk about it, but I do know that who we were with last year, Carrie.
Yes.
She had just been at the Antigua and took Liat, the airline, from there down to Barbados for a couple of days. She did a split fam.
Right.
So yeah, you can do that.
I mean, because you're going that far, if you want to check out a couple different Sandals, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Right.
So talk about the Grand Pineapple.
So Sandy and I were able to visit the Grand Pineapple in Negril. And Sandy, I will say this is a little bit bigger. It is a lot bigger, actually. It's a lot more spread out. Okay. Definitely not the place for mobility issues.
Okay.
There's kind of it's a beautiful beach, and the way it's set, it's kind of on the mountain. A lot of the rooms are sort of up on a mountain, so there's no elevators. You have to walk up 3 flights of stairs to get to the really nice overlook rooms. And those are the upgraded rooms too. They've been refurbished. There are a couple rooms that you can connect to have a family of five or six.
Oh, nice.
And they do have a pool and a beautiful beach, like I said. And so one area overlooks one bay where the beach is, but then you walk up the mountain, kind of, and there's a jerk chicken hut, and it overlooks another bay. It's gorgeous scenery. It's really pretty. They were, I would say, predominantly Europeans there. There's a few dining options, but a lot of the people that stay there tend to be the type of people that they just need a place to stay. It doesn't need to be fancy. They don't want to dress up at night. They're renting cars, and they're going to see the island. That's the kind of people that are there.
Okay.
Yeah, but they were so friendly.
Robin, when you were in Tika, did you get to see that one as well, or were you?
No, okay. We just saw the sandals.
So Shirley Heights is near the Grand Pineapple, near that end of the island.
So I know there are other Family Product Beaches has water parks and stuff, and there was definitely not that kind of no bells and whistles like that at the McGrill Grand Pineapple. Would you say that's true?
That is true. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no... Now, I will say that there's a quiet pool for adults only.
Okay.
And there is a family-friendly pool. And there's like a little waterfall, but no water slides or anything like that. It is neat. Like, it is... It's one of those places... It's clean, and you're going to have that awesome service. They were so friendly. Actually, the GM there now used to be the GM at the Royal Bahamian in Nassau. Mm-hmm. And he's awesome.
What's his name?
Oh, my gosh. If you said it, I would recognize it.
Because that's probably, if it is who I think it is, he was on the fam with us and went
with
us.
He's new there. Yeah, he's new at the Grand Pineapple right now. I think this is his, I don't know, maybe only a few months even. But it's a big resort, and there's a lot. It's really lush, and it's pretty, but it's no bells and whistles. There's more restaurants, Sandy, than there were in Negril. But again, they're just really low-key.
Right.
Nothing fancy. You're not going to wear your cocktail dress.
Yeah, and just to be clear, Grand Pineapple is meant to be sort of the lower budget in the Sandals family.
It's
so this is not surprising. Like, right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You have to know who to send there for sure. And he even mentioned that, you know, if you're going to send people to us, that don't know what they're expecting, they're not going to like it, and you know, they're not going to be very nice to us.
I remember when we were talking about taking a group to Negril for the half marathon, I remember thinking that the people I know would like the Grand Pineapple because they, you know, when people are going somewhere for a race, they're usually trying to, I mean, they're not thinking
just
about
a budget
party the whole time. And they're trying to save
money. You can't.
You can't. Exactly. So,
And there's weddings, you know, weddings happen in there all the time too, and then they'll do the family at the wedding with the Grand Pineapple, and then head over to the Sandals and finish off their honeymoon there. So I have to say this because it was mentioned a million times while I was there. This Sandals Antigua has been voted the most romantic resort in the world.
Wow.
Not just the Caribbean, but
Wow.
Is it those rondavals? Because they do look really super romantic.
I wish I could see one of those. I did not get to see one of those. But I have to say, at night, this place transformed. Like, the light on the fountains that changed colors, and the lights that were shining on the palm trees, and the light in the pool, everything in the fire pits that were placed throughout. It was really pretty. It was romantic. You know, lots of strollways with lights along the pathways and everything. It was beautiful. And you have to walk through all that to get back and forth from restaurants to rooms, so you're seeing it. It's really pretty.
Is that the one that has the couches, like you walk into the pool area and you walk?
No, I think that's, is that La Source? Is that Granada?
Okay. I just remember like couches in the middle of the pool, but like above the water, you know, but like you'd walk.
Yeah, where you walk out to it. Yeah, yeah. No, it was not this one.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know how to describe this. Like, what kind of client would you send? What kind of people? I saw a lot of honeymooners.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in Exuma, I did say that I saw a few elderly, quote-unquote, people. I didn't see that as much here, but I did see, you know, 40s, 50s easily.
Because we're elderly in our
40s. Yeah. Elderly to me now is like 80.
Let's be clear.
70s, 80s.
So talk about the water sports and things like that. I mean, is this, obviously, you said the beaches were beautiful. So is this like the beautiful blue waters of the Bahamas, or how is the snorkeling?
I'm really still so partial to Bahamas, Exumas. I love it there. It was rainy the day we got in, so the water was a little turned up as we were getting there. They have all the water sports that they have anywhere else. So you got the paddle boarding, the snorkeling. I did not get to do snorkeling. I was so busy.
Working. Well, you actually work on these trips, believe it or not.
But yeah, like all the stuff that Sandals has. You have the sailboats. I can't even think. There was no banana boat here, but I think those are more for the beaches with the kids.
Mm-hmm. So do you think Antigua is the sort of island that someone who is sort of new to going to the Caribbean, I mean, you know, obviously there's sort of Caribbean islands that everyone goes to. And then do you feel like Antigua is a good starter island to say, this is what the Caribbean is really like? Or
I do. I like it. I like it for that. I think that, you know, you have clients that say, I want to go to the Caribbean, but they have a certain budget. This might not fall in that range. It might be a little bit more because of flying. Yeah. But it has everything. If you have people that just want to stay on the resort, this is an awesome resort for it. But if you have people that always say, well, we might get bored, this is an awesome island. You're safe. There's so much history, so much to see and do. And it's really pretty.
Okay, so that's like the third time you brought up history. What is the history of Antigua? Because I have no idea. So,
wait a minute. Pirates? Okay. You know what? Here it is. History. Can I read this to you? Because it's kind of cool, because yeah, I would never memorize all this. The Siboney Indians originally inhabited Antigua. They were succeeded by the Arawak. The Arawak, am I saying that right? Arawak. The Arawak, in turn, were forced out by the aggressive and possibly cannibalistic Caribs. Ooh. Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Christopher Columbus named it Antigua in 1493. But there's all these forts all over the island.
There were pirates.
There was colonial period. Yeah, there was something I read, too, about shipwrecks. There are so many shipwrecks around there.
Oh, that must be good diving.
Yeah, good diving then.
Right. More than 60 registered shipwrecks on and around the reef of Barbuda.
And how far is Barbuda from here?
You know, you can see it. I have that, too. I'm not a facts person. Let's see. 25 miles north of Antigua is Barbuda.
Robin, you asked something just as I was talking. What did you ask?
I was just saying, I don't know if I really want to be driving a boat around there.
The shipwrecks. Maybe there's
everywhere.
Like a little Bermuda Triangle there. Yeah, it's a favorite destination for yachters with all the little offshore islands. Oh, golf courses. They have golf there too if you're a golfer.
Okay.
It's not affiliated with Sandals like it is at other Sandals, but there are golf courses there.
Okay. That's good to know because I know sometimes it's included. So.
And I'm telling you that Barbuda being the bird sanctuary, if you have some people who really are into nature, like that's a great, I've heard that that's a really good excursion for the day.
Yeah. And at the beginning of the podcast, we sort of talked about how Antigua and Barbuda have 37 of those islands. A lot of those tend to be uninhabited or, you know, it's sort of just land claims. So that's true in a lot of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
You know, these island nations actually are made up of lots of islands, and we've talked about that before. So just to be clear, it's not, you know, when you go to Antigua, you're not going to 37 islands.
I really wish I had bought that beach towel with the map.
Oh my gosh, I know.
But you know, the maps don't show all of the islands.
No,
either.
I know.
I mean, they just show you the big ones.
But it is helpful to see it all relatively, because you don't realize how far down some of them are, you know, and how far south we've gone. And that's why some of them are so popular for people to just get away real quick, like, you know, Jamaica.
Right, and that's actually why Antigua tend to fall more in the Southern Caribbean itineraries, which are, I won't say rarer, but, you know, for people who are looking for the weekend getaway, your shorter cruises generally are not going to go there.
They sail from somewhere
else. Yeah, they're going to sail from Puerto Rico or, you know, somewhere a little bit further south, maybe Miami.
I have this one little fact that I thought was funny about Antigua. See, like, I want to say it too. It says, many of the streets outside of the city of Antigua and Barbuda do not have names. Some villages have implemented a naming and numbering system, but it's still not the norm. So the mail is delivered door by door by mail carriers who just happen to know who live where.
I was going to say, they just know them by name. That's
they
awesome.
They just know. Yeah, that
makes me think of where my husband grew up.
Well, but that's actually what we talked about with Tortola, too. It's like everybody knows everybody else. So when we were renting a car from Aaron, you know, we got off the ship and we were like, we're waiting for Aaron. And they're like, oh, we'll call him up. You know, we didn't give a last name. We don't even know his last name. It was just, it's the Aaron who rents cars. Yeah. So, yeah, that's all it is. So we'll just apologize right now for the sounds in the background. We have children and dogs, and sometimes they enter our podcast because we've had them all tonight.
I know.
Amy, is there any
or your mother's dog?
I'm sorry.
Is there any gambling on the island?
You know what? There is a casino right next to the Sandals, but it was closed when I was there. It's going under renovation. It's not affiliated with Sandals. It just happens to be right next door. Yeah. So there is. Thank you for asking. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it sounds like you can do pretty much everything there then. Anything you would expect to do in the Caribbean, you can do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode or any episode. To leave comments, visit us at OutlanderTravel.com and then click on podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or you can like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/OutlanderPodcast or just search for Fly Away. Or you can email us at info@OutlanderTravel.com. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Amy, Robin, Elizabeth, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!